entertain a motion to reconvene from executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes. No, you mean Horace.
Oh, I'm sorry, Trustee Horace.
Yeah, my name changed. Okay. I'm younger, though.
Don't work that way.
Okay, we have, I think, two actionable items. The first one, give us the recall on that, would you, Ms. Phillips?
Okay, the first one. The implementation of the statute covered.
Is that for you?
Termination date.
Oh, these are two separate ones.
We're just gonna do the month extension until, for the next.
Gotcha, perfect, so we can do it with the, okay, we got that. Got it, okay.
Okay, the first one is implementation of the disaster recovery solution, resolution.
I'll go ahead and read the resolution. Whereas the Chicago State University Board of Trustees requires that all transactions and purchases of $250,000 or more require approval of the board. Whereas Chicago State University will implement a disaster recovery solution that will provide a backup of all CSU's mission critical systems. Whereas these backup systems will be stored at an off-site location and can be activated in case of a physical damage to the CSU's main site, which will allow the university to continue its normal business operations in the event of a disaster. Therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University approves the university to move forward to identify a vendor to perform maintenance of the DR solution and authorize the administration to engage in contract negotiations.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Second one is implementation of the Target X Customer Relations Management Solution, resolution.
Whereas the Chicago State Board of Trustees requires that all transactions and purchases of $250,000 or more require approval of the board, and whereas Chicago State University will implement a customer relationship management CRM system that will provide an efficient application process beginning with recruitment all the way through retention, and whereas a CRM solution integrates with the university's banner ERP Enterprise Resource Planning System, and as such, all information related to the student is available in real time. This allows the staff member to find all relevant information pertaining to the student in a single place instead of trying to access disparate systems. Decentralization makes workflow management, decision making, and targeted prospect nurturing an easy and impactful process. And whereas the CRM system helps manage travel, communication, and event management for the enrollment management team, it creates accountability as enrollment management is now able to manage its prospects, assign recruits, and monitor ongoing communication. This will increase engagement with potential students greatly, and therefore be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University approves the payment for the implementation and annual maintenance of Target X CRM solution in the amount of approximately $365,000 over a 5-year period upon the full completion and review and approval of the contract by the university's legal counsel.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Wait.
We have one more.
You need the SM, the sub and dorm heat, right?
The sub and dorm heat exchange is three.
Facilities.
Yeah. Okay.
We have made the following revisions and requested to both the date on the contract and the added wording for contingency to read as follows at the end of the resolution. Therefore, let it be resolved that the board hereby provides approval to the university to enter into the attached agreement with Anchor Mechanical Incorporated, see attachment agreement, for construction work to replace the heat exchangers in the student union and residence hall at an estimated cost of $280,210 plus 8% contingency for provision of unforeseen conditions or approved change orders totaling $302,000 in state and university funds in accordance with all applicable state and federal regulations.
So moved.
Seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goodwin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. We will entertain a motion to convene again in executive session pursuant to the Illinois Code, Illinois Open Meetings Act.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goodwin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
We asked for an executive session, the first thing to be the foundation update. So we'll start with the foundation update in executive session.
Yes.